I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast, Stories of Survival, Loss, and People, the latest in the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy. Let's get started. We are here in Hoboken, New Jersey, just across the river from Lower Manhattan. So is the National Guard. They arrived late last night. They've been busy. The crisis far from over. All across the area, police rescuers are still hard at work. So are power company crews, transit workers, nurses, doctors, and EMS workers. So many people doing heroic work tonight. So many more just trying to do simple things like getting from point A to point B. For example, across the Hudson River to work, or across the East River all day today. With subways out, rush hour was more like a pilgrimage. Thousands of people, one step at a time. That should improve a little bit by tomorrow. There's news tonight on bridges, airports, power problems, and almost every minute, new pictures of the destruction keep coming in. This is a marina full of boats washed ashore on New York's Staten Island. But these pictures are one thing and people another. 14 people died on Staten Island. We know that now. Three more are missing right now. Again, this is not over yet. We're going to cover all the angles tonight, starting with President Obama and New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. With the election near, but the disaster now, two political rivals joined hands and got to work. They saw a shoreline battered beyond recognition, almost beyond belief. Mile after mile of destruction. Home after home, life after life. On the ground at a local shelter, no political complications, just simple need and promises from each man to meet it.
Governor Christie, throughout this process, has been responsive. He's been aggressive in making sure that the state got out in front of this incredible storm. And I think the people of New Jersey recognize that he has put his heart and soul into making sure that the people in New Jersey bounce back even stronger than before. So I just want to thank him for his extraordinary leadership.
I cannot thank the president enough for his personal concern and compassion for our state and for the people of our state.
Can we ask you to back up, please?
In Hoboken, New Jersey, that meant the National Guard, nowhere to be seen until late last night, was out in force today, rescuing people who were stranded and getting hungry.
We couldn't have survived one more night without, you know, food, water.
In New York's fifth borough, Staten Island, police choppers did rooftop rescues. At sea, the Navy is moving three warships into the New York, New Jersey area, capable of serving as offshore helicopter bases. This is still a fast-moving emergency. Proof this afternoon, evacuations at another major New York hospital, Bellevue, 700 patients on the move. Elsewhere in the city, though, it seemed like no one moving.
I think anybody that tried to drive around New York City today realized there are a lot of cars on the road. Traffic is very heavy.
New York's Mayor Michael Bloomberg announcing bridges into Manhattan are open, but limiting most incoming cars to three occupants or more. As for subways, limited service tomorrow, but a lot of work ahead. Kennedy Airport up and running. LaGuardia still closed. That crane, now they say it's tied down and secure. But elsewhere, no progress, only a clearer view of the loss. Here in New York City's Breezy Point, more homes destroyed than first thought. And on the Jersey Shore, a simple fact comes home to the mayor of Seaside Heights.
We're at ground zero. We're taking baby steps right now. And we'll sort it out at the end. But right now, it's just trying to, you know, just trying to get some kind of semblance of what was.